This is the Wally Show podcast. To hear the live version, check us out each weekday morning through the WayFM app or at our website, wayfm.com/Wally.
The Wally Show podcast is brought to you by Colorado Christian University Online, where Wally teaches and where you can earn a degree online just like Betty Rock. You can learn more at ccu.edu/Wally. This podcast is also brought to you by United Faith Mortgage. Let their direct lender advantage save you time and money.
Hey, Potties, if you didn't catch the memo, we had Wally's mom in live today for our aftercast. So they took us through the recent vacation that they took together to Disney. There was a slideshow. We got to hear her side of the story. Also, you got the chance to ask a couple of questions for her so that she could answer them. If you missed the aftercast from today, text the word live to 91979 and we'll send you the link so you can watch it. But that's live, L-I-V-E, to 91979. All right, here we go with the podcast.
Uplifting WayFM.
We definitely need a little more of this in the world.
Oh, that's how you do it, kids.
It's the Wally Show.
If you've been wanting to make a change in your life, but believe the lie that it's just too late for you, we're Carl Allamby, his story will prove that is a lie. For most of Carl's childhood, he had always dreamed of becoming a doctor, but being born into a poor family in a rough neighborhood, it caused him to put his education second and survival first. So to pay the bills as he got older, he just started working as an auto mechanic.
Oh, a car surgeon.
I guess you could look at it that way.
Yeah. The same kind of thing, like the same skill set, yeah. But he just did it differently.
And I guess that skill was really needed in his neighborhood because eventually he did end up opening his own business. That gave him the ability to put more money in the bank and then get him for an opportunity to go back to school and finally chase after that original childhood dream he had had of being a doctor. So he started going to night school after working a full day, and he did that for years.
Yeah, because I mean, it takes a long time to become a doctor. Like, that's not easy.
It's not an easy one to get. After many years of doing this, at the age of 51, Carl graduated with his medical degree, officially making him the doctor he had always wanted to be.
I've been working on things my whole life. It's just people now instead of cars.
Oh, wow. Sometimes I'm getting confused. You know, I tried to put a catalytic converter inside somebody the other day. But you know what? I'm getting it worked out. That is amazing. Like, good on him, man. And Betty Rock, you did the same thing. You went back and got 2 degrees
right.
late in life.
And I was 30 years old, and it took me 4 years to do it. But now I can say that I'm a high school graduate.
A college graduate.
I can say I'm a high school graduate as well as a college graduate from CCU.
Yeah, Colorado Christian University is where Betty Rock went and did so well. And I think Betty's story and this guy's story shows you that it's never too late. If it's something you want to do, go after it, man. And we want to help you out with that, too. We got a $10,000 Colorado Christian University scholarship contest going on right now. You could win either $10,000 or $5,000 to kind of jumpstart your education. And maybe that's the motivation you need right now. And it's easy. You can just text us.
Text CCU to 91979. That's CCU to 91979.
And we'll send you a link, and you could start your educational future today.
Anything you can do, I can do better. I can do anything better than you.
Uplifting WayFM, this is the Wally Show. And it takes two guys to defeat Betty Rock.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, because she is amazing. And so we play boys versus girl, where Betty Rock takes on Gavin and myself. She can pick who she's going to take on with each question. And if the girls win, only girls can call to win a prize. So pay attention, because you'll get a question from our questions here, something about what we've talked about. But if guys manage to somehow eke out a very unlikely victory, you're welcome. Then only guys can call, which, I mean, it's never happened.
No.
Yeah. We don't win a lot.
Women, get your phones out.
Yeah.
Get ready to call.
Because she's on fire today. She came in, like, ready. Yeah.
Yep.
So I'm trying to build you up here.
Okay.
Setting you up for a fall.
Thank you.
Because I don't like to lose at anything. All right. So if you want to play the game, it's very simple. 855-33-WAY-FM. That's how you can call me on the show with us. 855-33-WAY-FM. I thought I would kind of theme it today a little bit.
Okay.
The questions are all kind of involving Britain and Queen and things like that.
Yeah. Okay. So, the royal family.
Yeah, honorary them. So.
Okay. I like it.
Kind of-ish. if you want to play 855-33-WAY-FM, we'll do a little boys versus girls. But I guess we should ask some questions here and play the game.
Yeah, I was a little confused. I was like, are we?
Yeah.
I saw your face and I'm like, oh, wait, we still have to play the game.
We played the game.
I know. Okay, here we go. I was like, already moved on.
You heard that phone number? Well, wait just a minute.
Yeah, exactly.
Give us a little bit.
How old is the British pound? How old is the British pound? That is the monetary system.
Okay, I'm going to go with Gavin because, Wally, you've been to England, I believe, so I think you would know a thing or two.
Good call.
How much? Because
it's so interesting because U.S. money, isn't as old as British money.
Sure.
But how old is the pound?
Mm. All right, come on.
Are we saying year it was born or years that it's been around?
How many years has it been around?
I'm going to say 110.
Okay, that's less than the age of our country, I believe.
I was going to say, I think probably like 200 years.
Okay.
I hope I didn't go over.
No, you did not go over.
Oh.
You both were under.
Oh.
Great.
And Gavin, you were under less than her, so that's good. 1,200 years.
Oh, my goodness.
The British pound has been in existence.
Dang. That's old.
1,200 years.
That's a long time.
Okay, so that's 1 point for the boys. Things not looking good for the girls. It's very dire right now. Here we go. Question number two. How long can queen ants live?
Okay, I'll ask you, Wally.
yeah, I know nothing about ants. How long can queen ants live?
I wouldn't think that's very long because they're easy to step on. So I'm just going to say five years.
I said 2 years. The answer is
what
in the world? 30 years.
Oh, my goodness.
One ant. One queen ant. I cannot believe that.
That get a point.
You did. All right, down to the last point. Here we go. How many of those famous red buses does London have? You know, those big double-decker red buses.
Those things are cool.
Very stereotypical.
I'm going to go with Gavin once again.
Because I've been there.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
500.
500, Gavin?
Ooh, I went higher than that. I went like 1,500.
Oh, okay.
Was my guess.
Wow. Well, Gavin! You are right, sir!
What? I am?
Yeah, not on the money, but it's 9,300.
Oh,
and
my goodness.
You were the closest, too. So that means guys won today. No one saw that coming. No one in the world saw that coming.
I'm not the one that messed up, too, earlier in the break.
Let's focus on that. Okay.
I will. I'll focus on that.
All right. So 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. That's
855-33-WAY-FM.
They can call now, but not women. Only men can call because Betty Rock let you down. 855-33-WAY-FM. Guys, let's go.
Anything you can do, I can do better. I can do anything better than you.
Uplifting WAY-FM, this is The Wally Show. Jason, thank you for joining us as a guy, because only guys can call because the boys beat the girl today. Ooh. And boys versus girls.
Barely.
Feels good to be a guy, does it not, Jason?
Absolutely.
Okay, now you can win a prize. Now, the way it works is Betty Rock is going to give you a question about our conversation. So if you were paying attention, you should be able to get this right. What do you got, Rock?
All right, Jason, if you heard the whole break, who was it that kind of messed it up at the beginning, was giving out the number quicker than they should have?
Real quick, normally these questions are supposed to be about like the questions we had, not
it pertains to the break. I think it counts. So was it Wally? Me? Or Gavin?
It was absolutely Wally.
Yeah, it was. Actually, I'm going to cheer the boys on.
Yeah,
good job. Yeah. That's right.
You didn't have to add the word absolutely in there, Jason. It's kind of like you're betraying our gender here.
But you're absolutely right. It was.
All right.
Well, Jason, congratulations. You did win, but you just set back our gender 10 years. So I hope you're proud of yourself.
Hey, go guys. We did great.
Well, you did great.
Behold God Stuff.
Uplifting WAY-FM, this is The Wally Show. God Stuff is where we kind of share some of the faith stuff that we come across or learn or connect with us and in the hopes that maybe it would connect with you as well. And like we hear a lot of talk these days about identity and how do you identify? That's a big question. And you know, somewhere along the line, we decided that we can set our own identities. And I think that's dangerous. And maybe that's a conversation for another time. But how do we identify as believers is really the question that was asked. I'm like, oh, that's interesting. Like, what are the characteristics at the core of us as Christ followers that should be there? And the Bible talks about the fruits of the Spirit.
That's
kind of
what
I
was about to say. Like, they're like, you know me. And isn't there a Bible verse? And I'm asking the wrong person. It's like, you'll know me by my
love for one another.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, it's in Matthew.
no, it's not. You just threw that
out. That part I just threw out. But like the fruits of the Spirit are love, joy, peace, etc. But goodness, okay? Like there's a difference between kindness. Kindness is kind of outward towards other people. You're being kind. But goodness is who you are inward. And it's that goodness of Christ in you, you know, that allows you to do other things for people. Because motives matter. Like, people can do good things without being a Christ follower, but it's kind of one-dimensional. Doing good makes you feel good, but being good and looking like Christ goes beyond feelings, and it impacts others. There was this guy John Wesley. He's kind of a famous theologian, but they were talking about, like, what is goodness, and the goodness of God is contagious, and we're called to be dispensers of God's goodness. And John Wesley said it looks like this: do all the good you can, by all the means you can, in all the ways you can, in all the places you can, at all the times you can, to all the people you can, as long as you ever can.
That's a lot of cans.
Yeah, it covers a whole lot. But I mean, it's basically summing up all the thing, like, how do I do this? How do I be more Christ-like? How do people identify me as a believer? And it is real simply, it's having the goodness of God in you and letting that radiate out all the days of your life.
And it's important, too, that we can't do it in our own strength.
Exactly.
If we try to do this, you know, without God's help, we're just going to end up feeling frustrated and angry.
There you go. And that's your God stuff for today.
Oh, electronic mail.
Uplifting Way FM. This is The Wally Show. If you ever want to email me, feel free. Just wally@wayfm.com, like David did. It says, Wally, dude. First off, I have to say I'm not a regular listener to your show. And usually when I get that first line, I'm like, here we go. Someone's going to be upset about something or what have you. But it goes on, and it goes somewhere that I really enjoyed. It says, but today I turned into your show on my way to work, and you were talking about Stryper, and you even played a little clip of their music.
Yeah.
Now, I know Betty Rock and Gavin don't understand Stryper, and you can say, well, you don't play Stryper on the show. Why would you ever play it?
And my ears bleed, and yeah. I think I'm not alone in that.
Oh, I think you are alone. There are enough people for, like, in my boat that are like, oh, yeah, that feels good. That feels really good.
People screaming at you?
Yeah, and David being one of them. He said, thank you for playing that. I went down a rabbit hole into their discography, and now I'm a fan. He didn't even know Stryper existed.
Well, bless his
heart. I know. And so we taught him something there today. He says, I grew up with a love for metal music. Unfortunately, a lot of the metal I listened to was the evil stuff, like Slayer, Sepultura, Lamb of God, which Lamb of God sounds like a Christian band, but it's not. when I turned my life over to Christ, I didn't listen to that stuff anymore, but I still loved metal music. So when I heard you play Stryper, I got really excited about it. So thank you for sharing them on the air, even though your crew was ripping on you.
Well, because typically we like to help people.
And we did.
But in this case, I think we hurt people.
Yeah, we're here to rock for you. Thank you.
It's so good. Melodramatic. Like, it's so...
It's fine. That's what that music was.
All I hear is spandex and hairspray.
But it feels good. Thank you again for playing them on your show, and you can bet I'll be tuning into your station more. Have a blessed week, my friend. There you go. Stryper. Adding listeners, which no one ever thought would happen. By playing them, and actually doing some good, too.
Coffee shops, poolside, back porch, picnic table at the park, at your kid's soccer practice. Just about anywhere can be your classroom when you decide to go back to school online at Colorado Christian University.
I know I got my degree online, and I actually did a homework at a campsite. I was sitting around a campfire writing a paper. That is where I did some of my work that weekend. So life doesn't have to stop just because you go back to school to better yourself. You can work towards this future and this goal that you want to accomplish, and it doesn't have to totally consume you or derail your normal life with friends, your family, or what have you.
And you can earn accredited degrees from Colorado Christian without ever setting foot on campus.
So there really shouldn't be an excuse to not going back to school. If it's something you really want to do, you can do it. And all you have to do is go to ccu.edu/Wally to learn more. And the other really important thing is that Colorado Christian is committed to cultivating the mind without compromising the heart. So check it out, ccu.edu/Wally.
Uplifting Way FM.
News can be a little heavy, so we like to do news-ish. Here's Wally-ish.
Got a couple stories here today. Beyond Meat, the vegan food company that makes things with no meat taste like meat, had one of their execs accused of biting a man's nose outside of a football game. I don't really care about the rest of the story beyond that. I just thought the headline was super funny and in the most ironic way. I mean...
Yeah, this whole Beyond Meat thing is like they're trying to be vegan.
Yeah.
They're trying to create meat for people that want to stay away from meat, maybe be fooled by the vegetarian type meat.
Yeah, the meat is murder guy chowed down on a person's nose. The irony is palpable.
The desperation.
Yeah, he was that hungry. a lot of us are going to be getting on a plane at least once this year, and we want that trip to go smoothly and safely. Now, I'm not a big fan of big government, and I think it muddies the water and can cause catastrophic and egregious waste and misuse of tax dollars. But that said, I'm glad when there's somebody keeping overwatch over certain industries like flying. Flying and food, those are two good places. Mm-hmm. I can think government involvement is a good thing.
Yeah.
The FAA just rejected a request from a regional airline to hire pilots with half the flying experience generally required.
What? Like,
well, we normally require this, but times are tough. There's a pilot shortage, they claim. And so let's dumb it down a notch. Yeah.
No.
That's what I thought, too. They asked for permission to hire pilots with at least 750 hours of flying time. And the FAA normally says you've got to have 1,500 hours of flying time to be a co-pilot.
I don't think that this is where we should be making cuts.
No, not at all.
I mean, people's lives are at stake, and you don't want the wrong person behind the wheel-ish.
The yoke, yes.
Whatever.
I'm surprised that even the 1,500, it's that low. Like, have you heard of Malcolm Gladwell's 10,000 hours rule? Have you mm-hmm. heard that? He's like a speaker and a leadership guy and stuff. And he says it takes 10,000 hours of intense practice to achieve mastery of complex skills, like playing violin or things like that. I would put flying a jumbo jet in a complex skill category.
Oh, for sure.
You know, and it's like, and 1,500 is not even close to 10,000 hours to maintain that kind
that's
of
scary.
Stuff. But you know what? There you go. The pilot shortage that they're claiming, the largest pilot union said, well, that doesn't really exist. We have a bunch of qualified people already. We're fine. But this other airline was like, no, not really. So if you have less than 750 hours of training to become a DJ or a garbage man, I'm good with that. Like, absolutely.
You can pretty much wing it.
Yeah, it's not a big deal at all. But I kind of want my pilots to be super good at what they do, and I think that the government might actually be right this time. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. The other day, I was at my house, and I looked around, and I thought, wow, that's a lot of Mickey-shaped pumpkins in my house. My wife...
It's really random.
Yeah, my wife really likes the cuteness of the Mickey Mouse pumpkin, and she's found them online, shop for them at different places and sees them and picks them up. And the other day, she bought another one. And I said, hey, not for nothing, but isn't that kind of like the other 80 you have, you know? And she was like, no, this one's totally different. I said, how? And she said, the ears are black on this one. I said, fair. And I said, but the rest of it's all pretty much the same. No, it's a smidge bigger. Okay, then let's get it, you know, and I'm just like, wow, she has really gone all in. She likes fall, and she has just gone all in on the pumpkin collection.
I mean, I kind of get it. I mean, when you find that thing that you love, you kind of end up collecting it.
Yeah, you can't judge. You cannot throw stones.
No.
And I know why. You know what I'm going to say. Bath and Body candles. Yep, you
okay,
got
listen,
too many
though.
Of them.
Listen, no, listen. I'm able to put all of those in one drawer.
Yeah, no, not anymore. You had way more.
Gone through a couple.
Okay, yeah.
And I'm making it. But she can't stash all her Mickey pumpkins
if
in a drawer.
If there was a sale today on three-wick...
I'd be there in a heartbeat.
Exactly.
I might get 20.
Yeah, you have too
but,
many
you know,
of those
candles
things.
Make me happy.
That's her argument about the pumpkins makes her happy. So I get it. I get it. But what is that thing that you have too much of, maybe in your house, or maybe your spouse? Maybe it's your spouse and not you, you know, or your friend, your roommate. They just have too much of something.
I know what your wife would say you have too much of, Wally.
Energy?
Well, that too.
Charisma?
No. Shoes.
Jewelry.
Oh, yes.
Jewelry,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, that's
you have
true.
More jewelry than your wife.
I probably do. I got a new ring on vacation. I was really happy
about
it.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, it's really
so
cool.
So exciting.
Yeah, it's
oh,
made,
boy,
it's
a
made
new
out
ring.
Of an old ruler, like
so
a metal
cute.
Ruler. Don't say
that
cute.
That is cute. It's anyway, fresh. It's think, totes fresh.
You know what? We've lost our way.
Oh.
So
yeah.
if you have a thing that you think, okay, I might be having too much of this, we'd love to hear about it. 855-33-WAY-FM. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. I know Betty's not the only crazy collector here. 855-33-WAY-FM. We'll take yours now. What is that thing that you have too much of, Alexandra?
Perfume.
Oh, really? You're one of those stinky girls?
Not necessarily. My grandma's Italian, and she used to just shower in perfume. And my mom always gave her a hard time. But like me, I skip the generation. I shower in my perfume. I love smelling good. So I have like a ridiculous amount.
Have you ever had anyone complain about how you smell?
My brother. Like growing up when we were in high school, he'd be like, I can't breathe.
Yeah,
why
like,
you
yeah.
wear so much? And I'm like, but everyone else thinks I smell wonderful. So it's like, and
what is your favorite perfume?
J'adore Dior. Mm. It is the little gold top bottle.
That sounds fancy. I'm always amazed by the perfume commercials that make no yep. sense oh. whatsoever.
They don't, but I want to swim in that pool of gold.
Exactly.
I don't know what it is,
yeah,
but
exactly.
I had to buy it.
I guess it's working on Alexandra. Well, hey, girl, I appreciate you being on with us today. Thank you.
Yeah, of course.
So what's that thing that people might say you have too much of?
Well, I have too many gnomes. I'm a gnome collector.
You know what? I get it. They're super cute, and you see them everywhere. I don't know why they became so popular, but my mom actually makes gnomes and sells them. And, like, yeah, they're really cute. What got you started into collecting gnomes?
Well, I just thought they were cute, and I got one or two. Then I ended up getting some for Christmas and for my birthday. And so last year for Christmas, I had a contest with my family. The prize, you got it by guessing how many gnomes were in the living room alone. The whole house, just the living room.
Oh, that's awesome.
How many were there?
85.
No.
What's your husband say about this?
Well, he passed away 3 years ago.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
He's in a better place, though.
He's in a place with less gnomes.
Now, you don't know.
Oh, that's true.
God might like gnomes, too.
That's true, Pat. I could be wrong there. Do you have something in your house that you just have too many of? Like people would come over and go, wow, that is a lot of those.
Oil lamps.
Oil lamps? Like old school oil lamps from back in the day?
Yes.
Do you collect them?
Yes.
It's such an odd thing to collect. So how did this get started?
When I was very young, my great-grandmother passed away. They told us everybody could pick one thing out of her house that they'd like to have. And I got an oil lamp, and I've been collecting them ever since.
Oh, that's cool. I like the story behind it. And I think oil lamps, like, I think they're pretty. They used to make stuff very ornate. Now we want things very slim and streamlined. And I think there's something about the old school way of doing it. I do think there's a danger when you collect something and you're known for collecting it. Like, that's the only gifts you get
yes.
from everybody from then on.
You make that mistake. Yeah, if you yeah. just mention, hey, I like this, then everybody's getting you that.
Absolutely. That's why I started going, you know what? I'm collecting money. So if you want to get me some.
Smart. Smart.
Uplifting Way FM.
News can be a little heavy, so we like to do news-ish. Here's Gavin.
Whether it's a marriage, a new relationship, or even a friendship, you always know that feeling that you get when you just click with somebody. It's a great feeling. Even if it's been, you know, a few years, you can finish each other's
sandwiches. Close. All right, we're working there. We're getting there, Gavin.
It's only been a few years for us.
Yeah, yeah. I think that you have those friends that you can pick right back up with.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And it's just instantaneous. And they always say too, like, how do you know? Like when you're trying to find that one, like how do you know? People just say, you just know. And I think a lot of it has to do with that just you click or you don't click.
Yeah, and I found this list of petty quirks, kind of those anti-click moments that you have that can actually be very detrimental to a relationship. So the first one was Netflix incompatibility.
Oh, okay. Now, is this about, like, you like different things on Netflix?
Yes.
Like, I like documentaries and my wife likes reality shows or something.
Yes, if you guys can't find TV shows or things that you like to enjoy on Netflix, either you have one person, you know, watching another show in a different room, or maybe it's that person who's binging a show without you as well.
You cannot do that. Yeah, no. We have rules. Like, they're unwritten and sometimes they're shouted, the rules about this. And there's some shows, too, that I started watching and I didn't think my wife cared about, so I would just keep watching it and she'd be like, why are you watching that show on offshore oil world drinking without me? I'm like, you don't like, you don't care about that. I just want to watch it with you. I'm like, okay.
So for some people, that can be a detriment to their relationship. Yeah. The next one was being bad at sharing. A serious relationship means sharing your space, food, even full control of the schedule.
Oh. Betty's going to have trouble with this. When Betty
finally comes to food.
Yeah. Like, you have a blind spot. Like, food is a passion for you, and you are very, very non-shareable.
Here's the thing. If you take my Reese cup, that's fine, but you better replace it.
With three.
Yeah. I'm not asking much.
I think you'll have a hard time with this because, A, you're an only child, and you've been independent for so long. And so when you start with a new relationship, you have to share. For example, every time I open a soda, okay, brand new soda, and you know the little fizz, and the first sip burns the back of your throat. It's so perfect. I have to give my wife the first sip.
Oh.
Yeah, oh, that's right.
But your wife's not an only child.
I know, but I share with her, though. Like, that's the thing. Like, the thing that I love, I have learned to give up for her.
I've given up a lot of my time, attention, and sanity for you.
Yeah,
so I
that's
think
true.
I'm sharing.
Maybe you'll be fine.
I don't think so.
No. And this one, the last one on this list, we talk about not sharing food, but food incompatibility.
Yeah.
Like, if you had a carnivore married to a vegan.
That would be tough. Like, Betty Rock was a carnivore. Her roommate is a vegan. And, like, it's changed Betty. You've actually changed. Like, I've watched you eat an Impossible Burger. Like,
yeah,
one
I can do both. Yeah. I'm good either way.
Yeah.
Look
it's
at me.
Working.
I know. See, you're going to be fine.
I'm compromising. I'm sharing.
My wife and I, we both like the same limited amount of food. And so we're very compatible in that. Like, so we both like four things and we eat off the kids' menu. You know, it works, though. So these are all things that if you're in a new relationship, it might be worth looking at because these little things can sometimes escalate to be big things. And so maybe it's an orange flag. You know, not a red flag, but it's an orange flag. Uplifting Way FM. This is The Wally Show. Going to go back in time a little bit here with Time Capsule Tuesday. Now, the way it works is we are going to pick a year and we're going to go back and we've each picked a song that we like from that year. But you will ultimately get to decide which song we play. Okay. So with that, the year is a few years ago, 2006.
Technically, I wouldn't say that that's that long ago. I mean, if you think about it, that's... Uh-oh. Wait a minute.
Do some math.
10.
Yeah, here we go. 16.
Fun to watch.
Then 4. That's like 16?
Nice. Yeah,
it's like new math just happened there in front of us.
But I did it all in my head.
Yay!
Did you see that?
Well done.
Like, I get that, though. Like, this was right around the time I got to WayFM. And so there was one song that we were playing that really stuck out to me from this year, and it was by the band Sanctus Real. And the reason I like this song is because it was one of the first, like, super honest Christian songs. Because a lot of Christian songs are vertical and everything's great and Lord, I love your name on high and blah, 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 blah. But this one was, like, honest and real. Like, I'm not all right. And I'm not good. And that wasn't a big message at the time inside of Christian music.
Yeah, so I get what you're saying. It resonated. It's a bit slow.
It is a little bit slow. So, Gavin, what did you pick?
I picked the song that was one of the first songs that I ever put on my little first iPod Nano.
Nice.
This was Skillet's Rebirthing.
Oh, a young Gavin is a miniature headbanger.
Hey, bud, no.
I'm not even sure what that is. I think I said, I'm paralyzed. Somehow is what I came up with. Yeah, it doesn't. It's still, Skillet's still killing it.
I'm paralyzed somehow.
We'll have to look up the lyrics if this one makes it, because I have no idea what that is. All right, Lady Rock, what are you putting up?
Man, I went with a catchy one. Big Daddy Weave going a little rock with the song called Let It Ride.
Let the glory of the Lord rise upon us. Let the glory of the Lord.
This is a soft jam. It's like heavy mellow. Not heavy metal, but heavy mellow.
But it gets there, you know? Like, there's a guitar riff.
Like, right now, the guitars are on about 6.
They could go to 11.
That riff, too, I just realized that riff is a ripoff from Stone Temple Pilots. Vaseline, down, down, and down, and down, and down, and down. Anyway, the side story. Wow. So where are you going to go? It's up to you. 855-33-WAY-FM. You got Big Daddy Weave, Let It Rise, I'm Not All Right, Sanctus Real, or Skillet, Skillety-Doo, the Meatloafian stylings of the band, rebirthing. So you get to decide. 855-33-WAY-FM. What are you going to choose? 855-33-WAY-FM. We'll play your song next.
Let the glory of the Lord rise among us.
Uplifting way of the this is the Wally Show. Glennie, you have a tough job to do. You've heard the 3 songs. You got Big Daddy Weave, Let It Rise, Sanctus Real, I'm Not All Right, and Skillet's Rebirthing. So now, where are you going to go? What song do you want to hear on Time Capsule Tuesday?
I got to hear Sanctus Real, I'm Not All Right. That song was very powerful for me.
Yes, that was my choice. I love this song. Now, why do you like it so much?
2006 was a really rough time in our lives. We had been home from the mission field for 3 years, but still really struggling in so many ways. And we were not all right. We were not all right at all. And that song would come on and I would sing it as a prayer to God. I'm not all right. But I knew that eventually I would be in His grace.
Man, I love it. Yeah, I love the honesty of it. And at the time, there weren't a lot of people doing that. And that's why the song resonated with me as well. So we're going all the way back to 2006 for Glennie. She has decided that we're going to do Sanctus Real, I'm Not All Right here on Time Capsule Tuesday on WAY FM.
Thank you.
If weakness is a wound that no one wants to speak of, then cool is just how far.
You want me on that wall. You need me on that wall.
Uplifting Way FM. We have this thing called the prayer wall at wayfm.com, or if you want to be part of it, you can just text the word prayer to 91979, and it's where you can post prayer requests and people pray for you and you'll get notifications, or you can go there and pray for people as well. And Pastor Chad is over the prayer wall, and we were just kind of talking a minute ago before we jumped on, and you were saying it's super busy on the prayer wall.
Yeah, last week it almost doubled in size for the amount of prayer requests, and so
wow,
it's just
on?
A busy time of year. I just even reading statistics that the third week in September just brings on not only allergies but also stress, and everybody's just feeling it in this time of life. And so I just feel like there's no greater place you could go than to ask for prayer when you're in the midst of something, whether it's big or small.
I mean, if we've doubled the prayer wall prayers, I think if we were charging for those, like how great we could do shorter support drives.
I think I'd be bonusing this week.
Yeah, exactly. But that's the beauty of it. It's completely, obviously free. I'm kidding. But, I mean, it's cool to see people using it. Mm-hmm. And I Betty Rock goes through emails all the time and brings them to me. And they, I mean, they run the gamut, and some are really sad. And you can feel it in their requests. Like, this one was anonymous. You can do that. You can do your name or not. Pray for our marriage and for our family and for our legacy. We are separated, living under one roof. for the kids, in quotes, and I'm repenting daily for the pain I've caused my wife and our kids, praying that I overcome pride, self-righteousness, judgment, criticalness, perfectionism, and control. So this is somebody that's admitting I got a lot of mistakes and stuff going on, and I've hurt people, and I'm not sure what to do about it. And he's turned into the prayer wall, which is great, because there's the start, man. You want to change the people around you, change you.
And prayer looks so different on so many levels. Maybe it's asking, hey, just pray for my marriage.
Yeah.
But it may be like this. Like, it's maybe your prayer is a confession on there, and you're confessing on the prayer wall. And that's perfectly fine, too, because then the people, like myself, will go pray. God, help them in their judgment of others. Help them in this. So it is helpful either way you go about it, that you ask for prayer.
Yeah, and it's so easy to do and to get involved with. We'd love to have you be part of it. All you got to do is text the word prayer to 91979, and we will send you a link. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and boy howdy, if you're around at around 10:05 Central Time today, you are in for a treat. You are going to get so much goodness. It's going to be so sweet. Your head will explode and your heart will melt.
We are going to be having a live aftercast. Now, typically every day we do have an aftercast, but they're not videoed. Right. You can't see them live on Facebook. You can always catch it if you go wherever you get your podcast or aftercast. You can download it there. But anyways, today's is live, and we're going to be having a new guest. And it's Wally's mom.
Yes.
And what's so exciting is that you two took a vacation together recently, and you took some photos.
Yep.
And so we've done this before where we've had like slideshows, and you've shared with us some stories behind photos that you took during the trip, and that's exactly what's going to happen. But we always just hear your side of the story and never your mother's.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what's so great about your mom being here today.
And everything you have heard about me, and you hear me on the show every day, and you think, wow, he's a little jaded. To that degree that you have an opinion of me, my mom is the exact opposite.
She's so sweet, your teeth will get cavities.
Yeah, they will rot right out of your head. Like, it's amazing. And I would love to be like her. She's awesome. And so you're going to get a chance to meet her and even ask some questions, too.
That's right. So we don't want you to miss this. Just text Wally to 91979, and we'll text you a link that will remind you of when we're going live. That's Wally to 91979.
And I know it's going to be hard for you to believe I'm not the favorite in the family, so if you could boost me up a little bit with some of your questions, I'd appreciate it. You know, help a brother out here, okay? There's an inheritance. So, see, and that's why I'm not the favorite.
Wally to 91979.
Being the parent of like a little kid, I think, has gotten a lot harder than when I was raising my daughter. She's 23 now, and man, I got to tell you, the decisions you have to make and the things you have to monitor and protect your children from today has gotten a lot harder. What do you give them that's still entertaining but also aligns with your values? You know, we've talked about Way FM being a product that you don't have to filter, but like if you got Netflix in your house, you got to have the filter on.
And even Disney Plus, you have the same problem.
Oh, well, I'll tell you, Disney Plus has been disappointing to me as a parent, and some of the things they've chose to put on there. And like, you got to watch it, you know? And that's why it's so nice to have something. If I was raising little kids, I would do PureFlix subscription, man, because you've got content on there that you're not having to filter out. And as a parent, I mean, I know we want to be involved in our kids' lives, but sometimes you need to park them in front of the TV and take 10 minutes to yourself. That's why PureFlix is a great option for families. You got family stuff, obviously. They're even dabbling in some drama. Yes, and PureFlix originals. Like, I saw the movie on their Strong Fathers, Strong Daughters, and I have to tell you,
you cried.
I did. There was three times. Not once, three times.
I did.
I wept, and I was moved, and it was a great movie. And I think if I was raising my child now, I think PureFlix would be definitely a part of my family's entertainment plan.
So if you'd like to try PureFlix, text PURE, that's P-U-R-E, to 91979 to get your 1 week free trial. Faith and Family Entertainment with no ads on your favorite devices.
These are the least important stories out of Hollywood, but nonetheless entertaining. Here's Betty Rock with the least of these.
Many locals gathered together yesterday to mourn the passing of their beloved Queen Elizabeth II. Even one spider got involved as well. So while carrying the Queen's coffin through the town, viewers online and TV couldn't help but notice there was a small spider being carried the whole way, too.
How did they focus on that? First of all, that drive was, I thought someone got lost. It was hours is what it felt like for them to get to where they were going.
Right. Well, you would think, oh, it's a tiny spider. How did anyone notice that? Well, he hitched a ride on an envelope that was placed on top of the coffin from the late Queen's firstborn son, King Charles. So it said, you know, to mom, love Charles or whatever. And this little tiny spider is riding on it. And that's what only people can talk about.
I love that that's what we get focused on. Like, especially like America, because it's not our queen. And we're like, yes. Do you see the spider?
Yes. So instead of the queen being the main focus trending on Twitter, it was the spider. One tweeted about the spider situation saying they would like to hear well-known English voiceover guy David Attenborough narrate the live stream speaking on the species of spider and its natural history, kind of like this.
These bears are really hungry. This is going to be the end of the road for a lot of salmon.
This spider is eight-legged and he has his shoes untied.
Yeah, you just don't know. Others tweeted that they were worried about the spider's well-being. Did he make it off of the coffin in time as the queen was being laid to rest?
That's so funny.
He still with the queen?
I don't know. Yeah, that'd be a bad day for that spider. Like, right. This is pretty great, right? People cheering for me. Hey, what are you doing? What are you closing up there?
But don't you remember, like, this has happened before with, I think, Mike Pence when he had a fly landing on him, and people talked about the fly. They made memes about the fly. And then there was a pigeon that landed on some stairs one time when someone was giving a speech. Like, it's become the new thing.
Yeah, we definitely get focused on the wrong things a lot of times. You know, it's like the queen's being laid to rest, but how's the spider? I love us as people. We're pretty amazing. Uplifting Way FM. This is the Wally Show. And if you've got one of those little things they call a baby and you've had trouble getting it to sleep, science might be able to help you out here. And trust me, if you're a parent, you are running on little to no sleep, especially with a newborn. And it can be one of the most frustrating things in the world. You're praying, you're crying, just anything. Please make this child go to bed, please. So maybe this will help you if you're in that state right now.
Scientists have been using their time wisely, depending on what you think, by figuring out a formula to get a crying baby back to sleep.
Worth its weight in gold. Parents would pay whatever price.
So they're saying step one is carry them around for 5 minutes.
Okay. I used to, like, I've been a parent before with a crying baby. I used to have to walk circles in my living room.
Oh, so you were already doing this.
I did this. But 20 minutes for her to settle down.
She's your child.
Yeah, I know. So I would have to do 20 minutes with her before we could even think about putting her in her crib.
Well, second step is sit down and hold them for another 5 to 8 minutes.
Okay.
But be patient because they might wake up.
Yeah.
But wait at least 5 minutes and give it the best chance you can of them falling asleep and then get up and put them back to sleep.
I was always scared of that, like when you get up and you jostle them and they're going to wake back. Like you finally got it quiet.
Yes.
And sometimes you're like, I'm just going to sleep here. Here's good. I'm going to sleep here tonight.
But that's what scientists claim is there's a two-step process. And if you're having trouble with getting to sleep or staying asleep because you have a child in the house, maybe you want to try it.
I will tell you, this sounds super easy. Walk it, sit down with it, and it goes to bed. Mm-hmm. That was not my experience. Mine would be walk it, walk it, walk it, walk it, walk it. And when I say it, I mean my beautiful baby daughter. Walk her, walk her, walk her, walk her, walk her. Put her in bed, stay in there with her for a while, and then you try to go out, and then she wakes up and cries more, and then you got to get her back down, rub her back, and then push her back down.
Whoa,
gently.
We're getting aggressive.
Gently. You hold her down, and then when she finally chilled out, no lie, I would lay on the floor, and I'd have my hand in her crib so she could see my hand and feel my hand, and then when she'd finally fall asleep, I would slowly pull my hand out between the bars of the crib. I would legitimately army crawl on my belly out of the room, and I would leave the door, and I'd open the door, and I would slide just enough out of the door.
And then you hear it.
And I would freeze, and I'd pause, and then wait for it to go away, and then I'd finish my to crawl and then lightly close the door and then go on my night.
You can't be alone. Yeah. There has to be so many other parents out there. But nope. I don't feel like scientists are the people we look to for tips and tricks on how to raise a baby well. And I'm sure there has to be others out there with their own tips and tricks.
Oh, for sure. So what do you got? 855-33-WAY-FM. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. What was your secret to getting a baby to fall asleep? Because there right now is a mom that is pulling her hair out, or a dad that's about to lose it, and you could do some really good work here today. 855-33-WAY-FM. We'll take yours now. Kalei, how do you get a baby to go to bed?
So I just had grandbaby number 7, okay? And they've been having, he's only 2 weeks old, but they've been having a hard time, my son and my daughter-in-law. And so what I asked them to do was put him on his belly and put a pillow on his butt.
Okay.
Because it makes him think that, you know, somebody is holding them.
I might try that tonight myself. I've been having a little trouble sleeping. So
you need to be swaddled.
To see if it works. I'm just going to lay down and put a pillow on my butt and see how it works out. All right, Tabitha, you're up. What do you got? What's the best trick you've come up with for getting a child to go to sleep?
I would say get them tired. Play with them as much as you can. I know as a busy mom, single mom like I am, you're tired, you're worn out, but just play with them and they give them a bath, a nice bath before bedtime. It'll warm them out.
You know, I'm not a mother of a human child, but I am the mother of a furry animal. His name is Buford Beans. He's a cute little kitten. Mm-hmm. And I've tried this out, trying to wear him out before going to bed, because if I don't, like, play with him for a good 30 minutes, he'll be doing parkour moves in my bedroom, like jumping on my head, jumping on my bed. So I kind of sympathize with you there, Tabitha. I think I'm going to stick with what I'm doing. Now, the whole bath situation, I don't know if I'd try that with my cat.
No, that's going to anger him. He's going to wake him right
your
back
cat,
up.
No, but it works really well for babies.
What are your tips or tricks for getting a baby back to bed, Ramona?
Yes, as a mom, grandmother, and nursery care worker, I can tell you it's a two-step rhythmic way to put a baby to sleep. You rock, pat the bottom in. Rock,
okay.
Pat, rock, pat, rock, pat. It's sitting in a rocker. And as you rock back and then pat the bottom in hard. Not hard.
Hard.
You know, like
oh,
a
that's a spanking.
Pat.
Okay, so, now I get it. Yes, no, that I understand.
Rock, pat. Rock, pat. And it's so rhythmic that after a while you get sleepy.
Well, there you go. That works too. I mean, even if the kid's still crying but you fall asleep, it's still a win.
Right.
All right, Jordan, you're up. How do you get a crying baby back to sleep?
Okay, so I have been doing this for a while now, but what you do is you take one of those little back heating pads, you know, like what you do for like a sore back or something,
uh-huh.
And you put it on the baby's like mattress. It doesn't get hot. It gets just like barely warm, but I've seen photographers do this. I'm a photographer myself, so I know that it works. They do it for like their little newborn session. So you put this little heating pad on the bed and then get it warm and then you remove it.
Sure.
And then you put the baby on there and then you can either rub their butt or their tummy in little circles to kind of like calm them back to sleep. But the warm bed is like key.
Once again, all of this I think would work with me. You know, like
yeah,
I'm thinking about doing all of this tonight.
Yeah.
And now for some good news.
Uplifting YFM. This here's the Wally Show, and we do a little thing called Good News Giddy Up. It's three rapid fire good news stories coming at you because the regular news can be a bit of a bummer. So we're going to start with you, Betty Rock. Good News Giddy Up, go.
A grocery store chain in Michigan, they're called Spartan Nash. I've never heard of it, but they just broke a world record and helped out a charity in the process.
Okay.
They used 5,791 packaged food items to spell out their name so that you could read it from above. So about like 150 feet wide is what it measured out to.
Uh-huh.
And they donated all the food to a food bank in Grand Rapids.
Oh, that's cool. I like that they donated the food because it seems a little like you could have come up with something else to write other than just your name. You like name checked yourself.
But that's true. But then also when you compare it to the people that have made like the most hula hoop swings,
sure,
or whatever, like
right,
nothing goes to charity there.
Right.
But in this situation, they turned it around for
that's
good.
That's absolutely right. And then people also, too, listening, going, well, what'd you do today to help anyone, Wally? Like, okay. Yeah, exactly. Gavin, good news, giddy up, go.
There were five family members who all work for the airline Icelandair. Never heard of that until now. They recently got to work the same flight together. One of the flight attendants is married to the pilot, and then their three adult daughters are also flight attendants.
Oh, wow. That'd be kind of cool. That is weird, though, because there's a thing called the Sullivan Law. Do you guys know about this?
No.
The Sullivan Law in the military keeps family members from being in the same unit or the same ship because there was a ship that went down, and they lost all five sons. And they... Wait, oh. Sorry, good news.
Wow. What are you doing?
I'm killing good news. Giddy up.
Debbie Down.
I know, but they to avoid that from happening, they enacted the Sullivan Act to keep that from ever happening. And you would think that airlines would be like, hey, let's just not have everyone on the same flight.
Wow, tell me more, Grandpa.
I'm sorry. That was really sad.
So sad.
I'll bring it back up here. Good news, giddy up. There's a golden retriever that was missing. Oh, frowny face. From Colorado, there was an accident, and the car ran off.
What in the world?
I'm getting there. It gets good. And then there were some Colorado officers that were doing drone training, so they were learning how to fly drones better. And they found the dog when they were using the infrared camera. They posted it on Facebook now that the dog has been returned home and reunited with her family. So there you go.
Finally. Yeah, good news.
It was a long journey, but we got there.
Oh, I hate goodbyes, but there's still more fun to be found through our YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok. Just search Wally Show. Don't forget to join our exclusive Potty Facebook group. You can find the link in the description of this podcast. And thanks to Colorado Christian University Online and United Faith Mortgage for supporting what we do.